What if we could build our own star? The Princeton Plasma Physics Lab National Spherical Torus Experiment, NSTXU, is a man-made star. Like the sun, it's powered by fusion. Secretary of Energy Ernest Moniz dedicated NSTXU after a $94 million upgrade. He said to counteract climate change, we must research new, clean energy sources.
We must manage the demand side of energy, and we must decarbonize the electricity sector rapidly. That is the key. And the reason is actually we have more options in the electricity sector to go to low or zero carbon than we have in some other sectors like industry or transportation.
More than 60% of American electricity comes from coal and natural gas. NSTXU research could someday lead to a workable fusion power plant, potentially reducing carbon emissions and reliance on fossil fuels. More than 250 people at the lab worked on NSTXU, including physicist Francesca Poli. She simulated and designed over 4,000 experiments, but most don't leave the drawing board.
For me now, the exciting part is to see these experiments and see whether what we have predicted actually works or not.
Now that NSTXU is the most powerful fusion experiment in the world, scientists can put years of theory to the true test, whether this reactor can harness the energy that powers the stars. For WHYY News, I'm Jeanette Beebe.